The Triangle's Morning News with Scott Brueggemann.
And we say good Wednesday morning to Rick Henderson with the Carolina Journal. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Governor Cooper eyeing the start of Phase 2 of his plan to ease restrictions on gatherings and businesses. He's holding a press conference later today. If he makes that announcement, the move would lift a statewide stay-at-home order for most residents and reopen restaurants, salons, and gyms at limited capacity. That said, the Hair is Essential lawsuit appears that would be moving forward regardless of whether or not he makes this announcement this afternoon.
That's right. If indeed everything isn't reopened, they're going to go forward with this lawsuit, and it'll be interesting to see what standing that these salons have to file the lawsuit. They may be seeking some sort of relief for lost income during the time, because for one thing, there are going to be additional restrictions, I would imagine, placed on these salons. So far, all we've gotten is a document that was leaked that explains how restaurants can reopen under limited circumstances. But we're not sure exactly what sort of guidelines they're going to put on hair salons. And it's quite possible that they will limit the number of patrons that can be in the salon at one time, even if staff and the customers are, you know, masked up and the like. So it's quite possible that this lawsuit may go forward anyway. But we'll see.
A new scoreboard created by public health and crisis experts, Rick, tracking each state's fight against COVID-19, says North Carolina not yet meeting reopening criteria established by the White House, but the governor does seem confident the numbers are there to at least make an initial step forward.
Well, part of the issue is that any kind of guidelines that are set by the federal government, you have to wonder how targeted they are. Yeah. To individual states, and not only individual states, but regions within states. That's one of the issues that some people have had with the governor's guidelines, is that they're treating the entire state the same way. And, only yesterday did we have the first report of a COVID-19 case in Avery County, you know, almost 3 months after, the outbreak really was noticed.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to treat large swaths of population with different population densities and different levels of interaction between people the same way. And so that's one of the things I give the governor kudos for, saying, look, we're looking at what's proper for North Carolina. And we're also tracking things like trends over time. And also, we're also tracking, you know, what percentage of our tests are coming back positive, not just how many people are testing positive, but what percentage. When you're mainly testing sick people, then you're going to have a lot of people test positive. When you're testing the general population, you would hope the numbers would be lower.
Yeah, if you log on to CarolinaJournal.com, you can read an exclusive as GOP lawmakers want to limit the governor's emergency powers. A handful of House Republicans introducing a series of bills to limit the governor's power in the state of emergency, a move that many argue will divide politics in Raleigh. This, of course, involves religious gatherings for the House bill and a Senate bill, but also two House bills putting forth some constitutional amendments requiring the governor to convene a special session in advance of declaring a state of emergency.
Part of this is indeed a pushback to the emergency orders that took place that have taken place since mid-March, and a concern that the lawmakers are expressing is the fact that the Council of State, for one thing, was not invoked in the initial emergency order. The way that the statute currently reads, if the governor's going to declare an emergency order under certain circumstances that are listed out in the law, the 10 members of the Council of State, the 10 statewide executive branch elected officials, have to sign off on it. And it turns out that 6 didn't, but the governor announced that went ahead with it anyway. And so this would put some more teeth in that by having the possibility of a special session of the legislature called if the Council of State doesn't give approval for something like that. It's a continuing battle between the executive and the legislative branch over who's in charge.
Yeah.
But also, I think it does. It does reflect the frustration that people have about the fact that the data that's been coming out of the executive branch, Department of Health and Human Services, the governor's office, hasn't always been clear. Yeah, certainly, it hasn't always been as forthcoming as we'd like for it to be. And the governor, quite often in these briefings, seems to be just relying on the same sort of talking points every time, and he's not necessarily answering detailed questions people have about things.
you know, those unfamiliar with North Carolina politics who may see if this legislature is trying to focus in on this particular governor, it's been a long, ongoing battle about who has more power in North Carolina, the legislative branch or the governor.
Oh, yeah. And it's clear that the legislative branch actually does call a lot of the shots.
Yeah.
The lieutenant governor basically had all of his power stripped about 20 years ago. The lieutenant governor was almost as powerful as the governor in some ways about 20 some years ago, and the legislature's basically made it a ceremonial office, and it could do that. It's really something as these things go forward.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens with this short session. Also, we'll hear from the governor later today as we try to get back into phase two and get this economy rolling in several aspects. Rick Henderson, you can find out more at thecarolinajournal.com. Rick, always a pleasure. Stay safe, and look forward to speaking with you next week once this rain goes away.
Yes, yes. Thanks very much. You too, Scott. And if he doesn't announce it today, that's going to be the biggest surprise in North Carolina history.
Yeah, that the heads will roll, I think, if he don't get an announcement today. All right, well, we'll talk about it if he doesn't. Rick, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, Mike Davis going zone by zone for us, and we will have that announcement for you later today around 5 o'clock during the Triangle's afternoon news with Rick and Donna Martinez, 7:48.